Sit in a comfortable place with your journal and pen next to you. Close your eyes. Pay attention to your breathing. Follow the breath as it moves through your lungs and down into your belly. Feel it flow out as you exhale. Scan your body for any places where you feel stuck or hurt. There might be a spot that is numb or blank. Note where you feel good. There's no need to fix anything. Just observe. Now focus on the site where you last self-harmed. Feel energy inside that wound or scar. Picture yourself in the midst of the act. Don't be afraid. This is only happening inside your mind, nowhere else. You have the power to experience that part and to observe it at the same time. Push deeper into that feeling. Let yourself become it. Note any physiological changes from the inside. Keep breathing. Open your mind into a state of curiosity and see what comes to you. Sit up taller, extend your neck and lift your chin. Let yourself feel power. Allow pride to course through. Note any images or sounds that arise. Does that part have a symbol or spirit of their own? Do they have a name? Thank them for being so persistent in their communication and for refusing to back down. If tears come, let the emotion storm through and out. The first time you connect with the entity or energy that self-harms, it may feel overwhelming. Then again, your connection might be blissful or relieving. Let it flow through you without resistance. Trust that it will pass. Perhaps you could repeat the word faith to guide you through. When the energy has subsided, focus back on your breathing. Count the inhale, hold at the top, then exhale for a longer count. Do that a few times, then open your eyes.